This is StoryCorps Oklahoma. I'm Jenny Heinrichs. Ariana Uday and her mom, Kelly Uday, have an honest relationship, and that includes how they became family. They came to the StoryCorps mobile booth to reflect on their relationship and Ariana's adoption.
What was your life like before I came?
Ooh, that's a good question. I was a little bit of a wanderer. Like, I was late teens, early 20s. I had just moved out of the house with Dad, and Dad was very insistent that I finish going to college and that I do something with myself, but I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I got a job. I was a cocktail server in a casino, and I remember Mom saying that there were some people who had gotten into a little bit of trouble, and they had three kids, and it was close to the holidays. And they didn't want all you guys split up. They wanted you guys to be together for the holidays. So they asked if we could just take you over the holidays. And so I was like, okay, yeah, that sounds fun. And I just remember everything changed. I was no longer just a cocktail server at a casino. And I wasn't just like constantly eating stuff out of cartons and microwavable bags. I was like, oh my goodness, a baby, not a baby doll, a real baby. So let me ask you about that. Do you know what it means to be adopted?
Yes.
What do you think it means?
You go into a home care, and then somebody who wants you comes and adopts you, and then you go home with them.
You just live with them forever?
Yes.
That's pretty close. That's almost what happened. Yeah, so we didn't know at first we were going to get to keep you forever. We thought it was just going to be temporary. But then like a week turned into 2 weeks, and 2 weeks turned into a month, and a month turned into almost a year. And then they said, well, they're getting pretty old, and we want to make sure that they can stay together, and we want somebody to adopt all of them. So if you guys want to, now's your chance. And I told Mom, I was like, oh my gosh, this is my baby. So you were at our home for a while, and then you stayed with us forever. So when you think about you being adopted, how does that make you feel?
I wish I could see my real mom a lot, but it's okay.
It's okay. If you could see her, what would you tell her?
I would just talk about stuff that I do, like how I do my perfect braids and how I go places, what type of places I go.
Would you tell her, like, the things you like?
Yes.
Do you want to know about the kind of things she likes?
Yes.
That's fair. And I think that soon you might have that opportunity and y'all might have a lot of stuff in common.
Did you ever want to have your own kids?
I do consider you and your brothers my own kids. So for me, I think the purpose of parenthood is to share a part of yourself you don't share with anybody else. It's an opportunity to feel completely selfless, to know that there's another person out there that you would do anything for. And I get to experience that with you guys. So for me, yeah, I already have kids. I have so many moments where I've looked at you and I've just been like, oh my gosh, Lord, what did I do? I know I didn't earn this. I don't deserve this. And it's just been the happiest times of my life. I love you very much, and I'm thankful that God brought you into my life, and I'm thankful for every day He gives me with you.
I love you too.
To see pictures and hear more stories from the StoryCorps mobile booth stop in Oklahoma City, go to kosu.org. And you can subscribe to the StoryCorps Oklahoma podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.